Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your new radio home for K-State Athletics, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's that time, Sports Daily, getting all the inside information on Kansas State. Let's go now to the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here with you. Glad to be here. NFL football is available for free here on KFH and on the Odyssey app. Tune in to 97.5 and 1240 KFH tonight at 6:30 after the Chris Lamb Show for Monday Night Football, Falcons, Eagles. You can download the Odyssey app and search for KFH at game time. We are talking K-State now as we welcome in the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Big win over Arizona this past weekend as K-State gets it done. This was the big test. This was perhaps the biggest game of the weekend, and K-State sits here right where they want to be. After a handful of games, and I think, Wyatt, as we bring in here, we could easily say that was the best performance of the year for K-State, and that's what you want to see, right? 3 weeks in, and your best game comes in your last game.
Absolutely. Good to be on with you guys again. I think that's really probably what stands out the most. There are a lot of things, but you sit there at 3-0, and I think you have seen improvement from week to week so far. You look at offense, I think we've seen that. Defense, we've probably, for the most part, seen that. Certainly special teams after the other night with Dylan's punt return and some of the other things that happened. Couple of back-to-back physical games, you worry a little bit about, you know, where the team is. We've got some bumps and bruises, but I think as late as we play Saturday night, maybe everybody will be healthy by then. Who knows?
Wyatt, from a crowd perspective, I know that, you know, people get juiced up and excited for any home game in Manhattan. But for me, I wasn't there, but watching it on TV, it sure seemed like the, you know, Bill Snyder Family Stadium was rocking on Friday night. When was the last time you saw a crowd like that?
Well, we've been pretty fortunate here, to be honest with you, bud. We've had, 16 straight sellouts. And I think you go back to opening night and we talked, I think, the following Monday about, you know, just how juiced they were for that. But this was probably a little bit different level. We heard Coach Klieman say, you know, during his press conference that he thanked the fans and said it was as loud as he's ever heard it at what he calls the Bill. And many call it that now, of course. But they were really pumped up. I think they knew walking in it was Harley night. They knew they were facing a very, very fine offensive team after K-State struggled against a pass game the week before against Tulane. So there was a lot riding on this, and they were at I guess I'll call it a high level pitch. They were pretty juiced from the beginning, and I think it helped. You know, K-State was not perfect in the first half, and even I'm sure challenged again at halftime, much like Tulane. Different, but like that. And I thought they really responded in the second half with a great performance. The way the first half ended, it was kind of a downer, honestly. But man, what a way to get around it in the second half. I thought that was a superb performance.
It all starts and, you know, and ends right now anyway. And this is just us being silly because there's far more to it. But Avery Johnson's where we're all focused at the moment. Second half, especially, he looked his best. You know, he ran it 17 times in the game. I don't know that if K-State was being honest with you, they'd like to say they want to see him run it 17 times. But Yeah, that's sort of what the game required at that point, and it's something we hadn't seen yet. And then we saw him become more comfortable as a passer. I think they go hand in hand. I think when he's able to slide around like that and take off, it makes him a better passer. And I think we did see that in the second half. And then all of a sudden, they put up 31 points. How much of that do you think continues? Again, I don't think they want to see him run it 17 times, but it's nice to know it's there if a game requires it.
I think that's exactly right. And I think you have to go back to it when you need that. And I think there were times the other night that that's exactly what was needed. I think they being Arizona, did a pretty darn good job for the most part against Giddens. They didn't really let him have a bunch of bigger runs. They know he's a workhorse. And obviously they were concerned about, you know, Avery. But I'm like you. I thought he probably played. I don't think I'm overstating this. Tell me what you guys think. But I think it was his most free and easy game of his career here so far. And yes, it's just, what, 10 or 11 games in. But he was letting it rip, both in the run game and the throw game. And I think everybody enjoyed it a lot. He's just an electric talent. You know what? I got to say this, too. One of the things that I was so impressed with when we talked to him in the radio postgame, the end of the first half, he wore it. If you heard that, he said, and I think he said it in to the media after the game, too, that Coach Kleiman tried to take the blame for it, but that's on me. And I think that proves to you that, you know, how much he puts into this, he cares, and he's going to take his share when the blame's to be passed around too.
You know, Wyatt, coming off of the Tulane game, I think one of the biggest concerns, I guess, or one of the biggest talking points was the secondary and what the Wildcats defense would be able to do to slow down Arizona's passing game. And I think they did a pretty good job at that. And it really wasn't the secondary necessarily, but it was the Kansas State defense putting all kinds of pressure on Arizona's quarterback. That really seemed to be the recipe for success defensively on Friday night.
I think that's absolutely on task too, because I think all three levels played really pretty well. I think when you look at, you know, K-State's defense, they are continuing to play a lot of guys. And as those guys get more experience, and I don't just mean, you know, some of those kids that we've talked about getting first-time reps, like Ryan Davis comes to mind as an example, but it's also, you know, guys that have had a little bit of experience, like a Chidi Obiizor and like a Austin Romaine, and some of the, I thought Austin played a terrific game, to be real blunt about it. I like their personnel, I like their depth, and I just felt like they won the game at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And I think Coach Kleiman chuckled when he said this too, but you look at Teteroa McMillan's numbers, and it was like a quiet 11 catches and 140 yards. And I think that's accurate, don't you?
I mean, I there aren't very many teams that are going to slow him down this year.
No.
That's a dude that's playing on Sundays. That was just, I mean this without any ill will to the K-State defenders, but that's a men among boys in college football. Like he was outstanding, and there aren't many teams that are going to be able to defend some of the things he was able to do in that game. But I thought it was good, Wyatt, to see them, you know, that was happening. And then you look up and Arizona scored 7 points.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Fine. Like have yours. Right. But at the end of the day, like it didn't impact them as a whole. And I think when we watched the Tulane game, they looked just lost. They did not look lost in the game on Friday, like they did 6 days before that. They looked very much more comfortable. And I guess time will tell how good the Arizona offense stacks up in the league. Mm-hmm. But I think we think that's going to be a good offense. So certainly it's good to see them play that way defensively.
Yeah, you said a lot there. And I think I would try to augment that by saying, if you go back to the Tulane game, and I think I mentioned this last week, one of the issues that K-State had in the game was they allowed them to establish the run early. That was not the case here. Yeah. I mean, they never really got anything going, and just kind of crunching some numbers. K-State's done a really, really good job so far against the run for the most part. And when you can make a team, you know, pretty much one-dimensional, which is what I thought they did, It just puts so much more pressure on those guys to perform. Now, give Teteroa McMillan, a couple of the plays he made are just crazy, guys. I'll tell you what I thought he was. I thought he was a 6 foot five Jeremy Maclin kind of guy.
I mean,
he's big. I think he could be a top 10, top 15 kind of pick. He's that kind of talent.
I don't disagree with that. I thought he was great. Wyatt, let's look ahead to BYU. So BYU comes in. They're also 3-0. Southern Illinois, SMU, Wyoming, two of those are road games. Don't know what to make of it, but they're coming back home. It's a late night game. This is certainly one that I don't think you look forward to this one if you're K-State by any means, going to that place in a late night environment like that against a team who's usually good. I mean, I don't know how good, but they'll be good.
Yeah. They're certainly better than they were a year ago, I think, in most areas. I watched their game against SMU. I watched their game the other night in Laramie. Didn't see as much of SIU in their opener, but I'll study that more as the week progresses here. But I think what we know that they are is a very big and physical football team. I don't know that necessarily they are going to match up with a lot of teams in this league yet necessarily with speed aside from their receivers. They've got some wideouts that can run a little bit. Cody Epps was a freshman All-American back in 2022 as an example, and he can scoot. But they are really big at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And I think they're better probably I think I said this, maybe not with you guys, but in a couple of other interviews, that I don't know that they got the respect or the run that they should have gotten with that win at SMU. That wasn't easy, and it wasn't necessarily pretty, but they got it done. If they run the ball, they can become pretty dangerous, I think. Retzlaff's been okay. He's a little bit turnover prone, and they won that game and scored 34 the other night with their top two running backs out. But they, like K-State, they play a lot of guys, but K-State's got to handle the physicality, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm like you, late night game, 9:30 at night, our time, in that environment, it will be difficult. Even if K-State plays great, I think you're going to have to take the fight out of them early, or at least try to.
Well, and Wyatt, from what I've been able to tell, just from the little bit I've watched BYU, I think the word that comes to mind is stingy. I mean, that's just kind of what they are there. And it might be different, probably will be different to an extent once, obviously they'll be getting into conference play when the level of competition changes slightly. But they've given up defensively no more than 15 points in all the three games they've played so far this season, and especially that game against SMU, as you mentioned. Knowing that makes it that much more important that we saw what we did from the offense from K-State against Arizona, not only with Avery, but seeing DJ Giddens have another really solid game, having Dylan Edwards, not only with the punt return, but he was effective running the football. Jace Brown had a long reception in the game also. To me, it's incredibly fascinating, going to be fascinating to see the way that, this offense for Kansas State looks to be unlocked, taking on what could probably end up being a pretty stingy BYU defense.
Yeah, a couple of guys that I'd have you maybe watch for in this game. Tyler Batty up front, defensive end, is just an animal. I mean, 6'5 and 275, that's big even for the Big 12. And then their rover, Jack Kelly's also 6'2 and 240 and just is everywhere. I can't stress this enough.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With their toughness and physicality, that kind of mirrors what Kalani Sitake, their head coach, is all about. Are they good enough in some of the other areas? I think we'll find that out. But in a lot of ways, I'm right there with you that, you know, this is about K-State and continuing to take steps. I think they're excited about where they're at, and they realize that there's improvement to be made. Let's see if they can take it out onto the road again and be better than they were in Tulane and maybe more consistent. We talked the other night about, you know, getting off to a good start offensively. Well, this kind of went untalked about after the game, but after what Arizona did on that opening drive for K-State to go for it on fourth down early and then match that with a long drive of their own, that was a win-win-win, fellas. That was big time.
And do you just keep them up late this week, Wyatt? Like, are you like? I mean, what, you gotta, like, you're gonna play that game at what is 9:30 kick time? Like, that's
And it was funny last week at the press conference, right after that game time had been announced, when Coach Kleiman came in, he leaned over to me and he goes, "I'm glad we're not taping the TV show at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning when we get back anymore."
Golly,
and I kind of get it, you know. We are literally going to get back somewhere probably around 5 or 5:30 or 6 o'clock. It's just, it is what it is, and with that time zone and you know those four corner schools in, we're gonna have some of those. That's just the reality of it, and this will be the first test of it, I guess.
I love it. They got the national spotlight last week. They're going to get it again. I mean, everybody's staying up late. You know, you're sitting around watching. It's another chance for them to get into that. One last thing, Wyatt, we haven't talked about it. Dylan Edwards, everybody called for more touch. He got it. He got it. And I know he had the punt return, but even more than that, he was certainly more of a factor in the offense. And I think something we will absolutely continue to see.
I have to say this because I've said it about Avery. I'm going to say it about Dylan, too. I've been so impressed with the way he has handled this stuff. He gets a lot of attention, but he's a humble young guy. He works really, really hard at his craft. I think he even talked about that, you know, in the post game about how many, you know, punts he and Sterling field every day in practice. He just brings a different, I'll call it sizzle to the steak, right? I mean, he's just elite in a lot of ways. It was great to see him break out some. And I don't know if you guys remember the one run where he busted about three tackles, too. And that, to me, that said a lot about his want to and just desire to be a really, really fine player. He and Avery are a lot alike in a lot of ways. And I think in specifically in that case, he plays hard and he's tough. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. And he, all of a sudden you blink and he's in the open field and
exactly.
You're toast if you're the defense. All right, Wyatt, so it's a 9:30 kick. How does that work for you guys on the broadcast Saturday
well,
night?
Well, odd time, of course. We go 2 hours out. We'll start at 7:30. We'll feature, of course, like what always with Coach Kleiman and the coordinators and probably a couple of players and a look at a busy day in the Big 12. This will be a entertaining week in the league when you think about Utah and Oklahoma State and Stillwater and, you know, some of those kind of games. So I think we'll have I know there'll be a lot of games on, people will be watching, but kind of have us on in the background and stay with us as long as you can. Hope everybody can hang in there. Hey, it's K-Staters. They're probably going to be okay with that.
They'll be up. They'll be up just fine. All right.
Up in time to watch the Chiefs, right?
That's right.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. It's we're going to be in good shape. It'll be a late night of football, but hey, we'll get to watch it. There's nothing to distract you from it.
Exactly,
Wyatt,
right.
Travel safe. It'll be may still be a little groggy when we talk to you next Monday, but that's all right. We'll get there.
Oh, yeah. It's not like I'm digging ditches, brother. I love
there
it.
There you go.
Let's do it.
Love it. There's Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats. I tell people all the time, I could be digging ditches, I guess. You know, whenever I want. I love that. All right. So there's that. If you missed any of that with Wyatt Thompson, just, I mean, you got to be cloud nining it right now if you're a K-State fan. They looked really, really, really good on Friday against a really good team. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. You can chime in on that. So we'll come back and we will get back to the Chiefs. KU fans, top of next hour. We want to make sure we have plenty of time to dig in on KU. So we'll come back. We hit on Isaiah Pacheco. What about what we saw in the game other than that, in the Chiefs' win against the Bengals? They get one from Burrow, and it was almost another, you know, sticky note on the Burrowhead poster board, but it didn't, and they get the win. We'll come back. We'll talk about it. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster. Don't go away.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. At Patterson Legal Group, we get amazing results for our clients. If the insurance company offers you a tiny amount, you need to know we've received 10, 20, even 100 times more than the insurance company's original offer. At Patterson Legal Group, getting you all the money you deserve is our main goal. In a wreck, need a check? Call Patterson Legal Group today.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
McCurdy Real Estate and Auction is proud to present our September 26th multi-property live stream auction event with online-only bidding. This auction features 21 properties and will take place on McCurdy.com at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, September 26th. This event offers a fantastic opportunity to grow your rental portfolio with plenty of single-family homes and multifamily options, too. All properties will be open to view and tour on Sunday, September 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. For details and pictures of all 21 properties, visit McCurdy.com, where our favorite word is sold.
Plumbing troubles? Call the experts at Superior Plumbing, your best choice for brand name parts, professional plumbing repairs, and licensed certified technicians. Serving Wichita over 50 years for sump pumps, water heaters, showers, tubs, sinks, faucets, water softeners, and more. Online at SuperiorPlumbingICT.com.
Superior Plumbing will come a running, cause we care, treat you fair and square. And our name says it all, Superior.
684-8349.
Where can you get the best?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.